my goodness. There. We're a little hot there. There. Tone down there.
Hey, kids.
Yeah, it's me.
It's me, your old pal Stu.
That means, I guess, it's time once again for the Twang Trust. Yes, the only show that brings you both kinds of music. One in the grave and another one in the gutter. Yes, just like last week, we're going to be very Matt-centric. The Replacements, we saw them. I can't believe I was there. I witnessed it. What an occasion. It was momentous. It was historic. I can't let it go. I'm still buzzing on the mats. This week, the show was Saturday in St. Paul. We'll relive it all. We'll reminisce. We'll pontificate. We'll play some rarities, some covers, show some travel photos, and some other stuff, too. The human rights concert's going on pretty soon. It's this Saturday, in fact. And an old friend of ours is coming to town next week. Just totally out of the blue, and we are going to talk about that, too. And other things here tonight on the Twang Trust.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird. Bird is a winner. Well, a bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird. The bird's a winner. Well, don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is a winner. Well, a bird.
That's how it all started, Saturday night at Midway Stadium, to the sounds of Minnesota's own Trashmen. Yep, that's how the Replacements took the stage Saturday night. And what a thing it was. You know, when you're talking about the Replacements, especially a big deal show, you know, the thing back when they were, you know, still a, you know, quote-unquote functioning band, was that whenever you know, they had to rise to an occasion, they'd just fall flat on their faces. And that was a worry That was a worry for a lot of folks going into this big gig on Saturday. But no need to worry. It was the show you wanted to see them do. It really was. And, you know, if I'd won some kind of a lottery where I got to pick one song for them to do, it would have been this next one. Although, you know, realistically, I would never have thought they'd do it. But right there, smack dab in the middle of the set, there it was.
I walked out of work and I was tired as hell. Another day come and gone, oh well. Somewhere there's a drink with my name on it. Well, I ordered a scotch as I bust through them doors. Spilled half on my jeans, the other half on the floor. When I saw you standing by that video game. Well, I ain't very good, but I get practice by myself. Forgot my one line, so I just said what I felt. If only you were lonely, if only you was lonely too. Only you was lonely, I'd go home with you. Push-ups this morning, that was half of my goal. Tonight I'll be doing pull-ups on the toilet bowl. And somewhere there's somebody a-throwing up. Well, I broke the seal on my door, poured myself to bed. The whirlpool spinning around in my head. There was liquor on my breath, you were on my mind. Without a care in the world. If only you were lonely, if only you was lonely. If only you were lonely. I walked out of the kitchen, I was tired as hell. Another day is here, oh well. Somewhere there's a smile with my name on it. We'll be right back.
And if I got to pick a second song for them to do, it would have been Buck Hill. And that made an appearance in the middle of that song there, towards the end of the set. That was, from, what's the album? I don't know. Pleased to Meet Me is the album. Yep. Pretty swell. I Won't, from their last record proper. Don't Tell a Soul before that. And the B-side to their very first single at the top of that set, If Only You Were Lonely. You can find that on the reissue of their first record, Sorry Ma, Forgot to Take Out the Trash. Once upon a time, you had to own that super rare single. I wonder what it goes for these days. Over $100, easy. We'll talk about stuff, what replacement stuff goes for in a bit. It'll blow you away what's going on eBay right now. So those are some of my highlights right there from the show on Saturday. Although, boy, just about everything was a highlight, really. The first encore, the first song they did when they came back out to encore, another one. I wasn't really hoping for. I mean, I was hoping for it secretly, but, you know, I didn't really want to think it might happen because, you know, if it didn't, then, you know, it would just be too depressing for words. But it happened. Last week we heard Sarah Harmer do it. This week we're going to hear Sarah Harmer do it again, although last week she kind of flubbed the words. This week she's joined by her pal Jim Bryson, and he helps her out, and some joker in the crowd actually gave him a lyric sheet this time. So they got all the words right. Live at the Winnipeg Folk Festival.
Michael fucking Stipe put this on?
Whoa! Now we're going down there, down there.
You think Duke Ellington, whoever played it?
Out. It's cold. We need it. We're fucking freezing.
I wanted to be number nine.
Number nine? Number nine?
You got a lot of nerve. Say you are my friend. When I was down, you just stood there. Won't be on the side.
in here and play a guitar. Like a rolling pin. Once upon a time, you dressed so fine. Threw the match of dime in your prime. Didn't you? I'll say beware, doll, you're bound to fall. But we've been falling through. You used to laugh a lot at everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging for your next meal. Ah, that's a feel. Ah, that's a feel. To be on your own with no direction. Like a complete unknown. Like a rolling pin. People can't save you well, doll. But you know you only get juiced in it. Nobody ever taught you how to live on $60 for 3 days, but you're gonna get used to it.
Ah, yes, the fidelity is wonderful. That was from the cassette-only release. The stuff hits the fans, or something. Something hits the fans. It was a bootleg audience tape that was confiscated at a show by one of the roadies. And they thought it didn't sound so bad, and it was an interesting show, so they actually released it on cassette only. Never got reissued. They made like Not many. I think, what, 3,000 or something? There's not many. Not many of those suckers out there. Before that, of course, that was an REM cover. Michael freaking Stipe. And before that, a couple of Bob Dylan covers. We heard Paul, all by himself, doing Positively 4th Street, which came out on a tribute to Bob Dylan CD that was free in Uncut magazine a few years ago. And we heard Like a Rolling Pin, which was a promo-only Matt's thing that came out towards the end of all things Matt'sness back in the day. Came out on the compilation album All for Nothing, Nothing for All as well. And Bob Dylan and Michael Stipe got called out there. You might have heard a little clip from the show on Saturday. When the band came out for the encore, Paul originally came out just solo, all by himself, to do Skyway. And then the rest of the band came out, and they were all wearing St. Paul Saints jerseys. Now, the stadium they were playing, Midway Stadium, that's where the St. Paul Saints play. At least they did. This was their final season there, because Midway Stadium is such a hole that they're building a new one. And I don't know. I assume they're ripping the place down. I can't imagine what they would keep it around for. It's not even... I can't believe what a dump the place was. It's not even as good as most community center ballparks. You know? It's, slightly bigger than most community center ballparks. But certainly no better. It was a real dump. I mean, I guess, sports fans love it. They call it a gem. And, your music fans get all romantic about places like the Royal Albert, even though it's a real dump, too. So I guess we'll let the sports guys have their thing. But it was a dump. It really was. So they all come out wearing St. Paul Saints jerseys, and they give one to Paul, and Paul doesn't want to have anything to do with it. At one point, he starts trying to put it on like a pair of pants. And that didn't work out so well. But Tommy kept egging him on, and he made him finally put it on. And he put it on for that encore stint. But then when he left the stage after those three songs in the encore, he took it off and just tossed it out into the crowd. So somebody got a pretty swell souvenir. They all had their names on it and everything. Yeah. Pretty sweet. Somebody got a nice prize there. We heard Jim Bryson and Sarah Harmer doing Skyway live at the Winnipeg Folk Festival a few years ago. That was pretty sweet, wasn't it? Yeah. Yes, indeed. The Replacements. The show's over. Yep. If you went, I hope you bought a t-shirt. And if you happen to buy an extra one, well, good news. The day after the show, somebody put up one of the jerseys that were for sale. They had the same image on a t-shirt and a poster. They had this great logo drawn up. It's basically a spoof of the Minnesota Twins logo. You know how it's got the map of Minnesota and it's got the two players with the river in between. So it's supposed to be like St. Paul and Minneapolis. And the two guys are shaking hands over the river that separates the two cities, right? Well, they redrew it so it's Paul and Tommy. And they got the river, and then they're dropping their tapes. See, the legend is that they broke... After they signed to the major label, they broke into their old record company's office and stole all their original recording tapes and threw them in the river. It turns out they were only throwing copies of tapes in there, so they didn't really lose anything, technically. But it was a great legend, and that's depicted in this great spoof that somebody came up with. And they put it on posters and t-shirts. And someone, the day after the show, put one of the jerseys up on eBay for sale. And it just sold, just earlier this afternoon. Now, the jersey version of the shirt, there was a T-shirt, and then you had, like, the baseball jersey with the three-quarter inch or the three-quarter length sleeves. Well, somebody put up one of the jerseys, which sold at the concert for $30. It sold today on eBay for $305. So, yeah, if you bought a couple of extras, you're doing good. I actually bought one for a friend for Christmas. I'm thinking he's going to get a fruitcake after all. I got to go shopping again for him. Because, yeah, I think I'm going to hang on to that sucker. And of course there were some swell opening bands at the big show too. I didn't intend to get up as close as I did. I did pretty good. I was like about eight bodies right from the front, which originally I thought maybe I'd just stick it out and go sit down in the stands. But then it turned out they, unlike like the Blues Fest, which they had at the ballpark here in the summer, they put the stage way at the far end. So if you're sitting in the bleachers, you couldn't really see much of nothing. So, and I happened to run into a group of Winnipeggers right when I got there, and they had a really sweet spot in line. So I was able to schmooze in with them, and we got a pretty sweet spot up front. And it was great to see the opening acts as well. Lucero and the Hold Steady both did fine things. Lucero only got half an hour, but it was neat. You know, it was a great opportunity to cram all the good stuff into a little bitty set, and no chafe there. No, it was all prime A-list material. The Hold Steady were great, although they did three songs from the new record, which they could have easily left out. Had they left out those three songs, it would have been phenomenal. The energy was great. You could tell Craig Finn was just in his glory, opening for his favorite band of all time. It was pretty swell. And it was nice. Mr. Lucero himself joined the Hold Steady for a song that we'll hear in a minute. And considering Lucero's from Memphis, it all made sense, and it was the first spine tingling moment of the night for me. But this one here from Lucero was pretty swell too.
Nothing NYC, and I sing along. this is Ben Nichols from Lucero, and you're downtown and underground with Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Pretty sick of this interview. Subpoena.
if I had one favorite moment from the entire show, I think it was that one. As far as one song goes, it was just a phenomenal version of Left of the Dial that they did Saturday night at Midway Stadium. I don't know, maybe it was, you know, because I'm a radio guy or something, but yeah, something special about the version of that one they did that night. That was it for me. Oh, so many highlights, though. You know, it was the second time I'd seen the Replacements. The first time back in 1985 in Atlanta, I managed to be in the right place at the right time, finally. And even though it was, you know, sort of past their glory days and only two original members left, it was a good show. Although I got to say, I was a little disappointed at the time just because it was such a professional show. You know, I'd read so many stories, heard so many tales about all these drunken, crazy shows where they do a million cover songs and they can barely make it all the way through one of their own, and it's just a glorious, sloppy mess. And then the show I saw was like a totally pro show. I mentioned that to a couple of people out at the show on Saturday, some locals, and they all kind of rolled their eyes and said, you know, those are romantic stories and all, but you see a few of those shows and it really grated on your nerves after a while. So if you saw a pro show, you were probably doing better than most of us. Well, that was their perspective anyway. I still feel a bit let down from that show in 85. And this one, the one we just saw this past weekend, it was more on the pro side for sure. But the great thing, there was still an undeniable looseness to it. There was a few cases of botched lyrics. They did a cover of the Jackson 5's I Want You Back, and the ending was, you know, totally messed up. Although you almost got the impression that they messed it up on purpose, you know? But I don't know. It was still great. You know, it was loose in all the right ways. You know, you just got the sense that, you know, it was a big deal show. It was a big deal show to everyone. And had it been 25 years ago, they probably would have put on a horrible show. But, you know, they're grown up now. Both Tommy and Paul have children. Nearly grown children, which kind of blows your mind. But, you know, I think when you get to that point in life, you know, you start to realize a few things and know what's the right place to do the right thing. And boy, they did it in spades this past weekend. I don't know how anybody could have been disappointed in any way. You know, the Lucero horn section didn't come out for Can't Hardly Wait, and Peter Buck didn't materialize out of thin air to do his solo in I Will Dare, but, you know, that's minor quibbling. We did get an appearance from Tony Glover, famed bluesman from Minneapolis. They did an old Jerry Reed cover, which was kind of cool. And, yeah. They did a Sham 69 cover, too. And, yeah, swell stuff. Amazing show. Can't say enough about it. I really can't.
Hi, this is Franz Nicolai from The Hold Steady, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Yeah, The Hold Steady there. You know, as great as the Hold Steady were, and they were great, still, they miss old Franz, you know? I miss old Franz. I don't know that they do. I don't think they got along. You know, he left a couple of albums ago, and the albums that have come out since, not quite up to snuff. And even as great as they were live, still, all those songs that Franz played on the records, I'm still hearing that piano in my head whenever I saw them, and it was like I was doing the air piano even though it wasn't there. But it's so ingrained in those songs. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, he wasn't there on the first record or the second record even, was he? Was he on the second record? Where's my record? Do I have it here? No, I didn't bring it. I don't know if he's on the second record. No, I think he is. Just not on the first one. But still, I don't know. Can you really go backwards? You know, which is kind of what they're doing. And with lesser songs, too. I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to see if the Hold Steady can pull it out again. And Lucero from that album there that we heard that song from. That Much Further West was the album, the song Tears Don't Matter Much. That's their big hit. If they have a hit, it's that one right there. And yeah, Ben Nichols and band were great. And Ben Nichols took to the stage with the Hold Steady to sing background on Sequestered in Memphis, which was a pretty sweet moment too. Yep. Huh. Well, we got more Matts coming up on the show, but let's take a little break. Let's look at the weather for a second. Let's see. It's kind of cool out there today. It's only 9 degrees. Feels like 7. And going down to 5 tonight. But today is really the only crappy day of the week. Well, we're going to get a bit of rain in the weekend. But the temperatures are going way back up there. 21 tomorrow, 23 on Friday. If you're looking to take a day off, Friday's it. Let me tell you. Yep, Friday's the day to play hooky. Stay home from work or school or something. And enjoy it while you can. The next couple of weeks look pretty good. The 14-day trend is giving us in the 20s all the way along. And not a whole lot of rain, although we're supposed to get some Saturday. Saturday is the big opening of the Human Rights Museum thing concert. But they're calling for a few showers Saturday. Hopefully it'll happen earlier than later. But, it would make sense if the whole thing just got all wet, wouldn't it? So much controversy with that poor old museum. I don't know. I ain't smart enough to really say too much about it. But, you know, it's a shame. It's a shame. But if it rains, maybe that'll... We'll just have to go somewhere and see Ray St. Germain, wherever he happens to be playing. Or at least, he does a radio show, doesn't he, on that station over there somewhere? I think, I wonder if he plays his own old records on his radio show. Well, if not, here's one. She's a Square, going back to there's a little thing in here. Where is it? There's an old CKY hit parade list. 1960? Really? Wow. Crazy.
Well, I'll tell you a story about my girl Maybelline, who's long and tall, just like a queen. But she's the girl that I adore, and not a soul could love her more. But what a square. Magic touch, but what a square.
She's a square.
Yeah, man, she's a square.
She's a square.
Thank you.
magic touch, but what a square. Yeah, man, she's a square. Well, she's a square, my baby. My biggest woman. Well, she's a square, my baby. The biggest woman. Darling, what are you waiting for? A storm to drill your feet down to the floor. A wind strong enough to rip your sails. And hope to make you chew your nails. Darling, why do you hold your tongue? An old man moon calls you out to drum. Your pockets are full, your hands are tied. You found your home, but you lost your pride. At least, as far as I can tell, there ain't no way to know just how far. Your door, but even the ocean's got a shallow shore. Put on your socks, put on your shoes. Found a little hope, just might lose. Love is an old drunk, so can I. He'll teach you how to compromise. Build your home and plant your roots. Sing out your version of the truth. This life is wild with mystery. And by her grace you've been set free. At least, as far as I can tell, there ain't no way to know just how far.
Hey folks, this is Twisty from the D-Rangers. You're listening to the high, lonesome sounds of the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg.
Added with power, here they come. International loan sharks, backed by the guns of market-hungry military profiteers, whose word is a swamp and whose brow is smeared with the blood of the poor. Who rob life of its quality, who render rage a necessity, by turning countries into labor camps, modern slavers and dragons, champions of freedom. And cynical instrument who makes the gun into a sacrament. The only response to the deification of tyranny by so-called developed nations, idolatry of ideology. North, south, east, west, kill the best and buy the rest. It's just spend a buck to make a buck. You don't really give a flying fuck.
the people in misery. IMF, dirty enough, takes away everything it can get. Always making certain that there's one thing left. Keep them on the hook with these affordable debt. You see the paid off local bottom feeders passing themselves off as leaders. Kiss the ladies, shake hands with the fellows, and it's open for business like a cheap bordello. And they call it democracy. 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 You see the loaded eyes of the children too, trying to make the best of it the way kids do. One day you're gonna rise from your habitual feast to find yourself staring down the throat of the beast they call a revolution. IMF, dirty MF, takes away everything it can get. Always making certain that there's one thing left. Keep them on the hook with insupportable debt. They call it democracy. And they call it democracy.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about the whole Museum of Human Rights. One thing, the latest thing, there, you know, Canada, not exactly, you know, a spotless report card in their own human rights issues, and a lot of talk of it being whitewashed over in the museum. If there's anybody who's going to get up in front of thousands of people and, you know, put some particular people in the spotlight on that, it's that guy right there, Bruce Cockburn. You know, once upon a time, songs like that were hits. Can you believe that? That was a hit song once upon a time. Kids, back in the olden days, Call It Democracy from Bruce Cockburn. Before that, Del Barber, he'll be there. Both Bruce and Del will be at the concert for human rights that's happening this Saturday at the Forks, along with Buffy St. Marie and Shad. Not Ray St. Germain, though. No, no. He's too old. No, old people. Screw him. Old people. Old people got no reason to live. No. Wasn't that the old Randy Newman hit? We heard She's a Square from Ray St. Germain. 1960. Mm-hmm. Crazy. So that's that. That's Saturday. I hope it don't rain. It won't be all that cold. Not like that Replacements show. Man, it was cold. And, you know, I was, you know, I had this great plan. We were, you know, there's a lot of people there. I got dropped off early in the late afternoon so I could get in there. And the plan, see what I did, the missus dropped me off. And then I went into the merch booth to buy some merch. And then I came back out while she was just circling the place so I could put it in the car so I could get my merch early and not have to deal with it during the show or after. Which was a great plan, but, you know, it was warm at the time, right? So I came outfitted with a jacket and a hoodie and stuff, and I just left it in the car and thought, okay, well, I'll put my merch in there. And then I'll bring my hoodie and my jacket and put it on for later and all will be well. And then I forgot it. I put my merch in the car and I forgot to take my hoodie with me. And things were fine until the sun went down. Yeah, but it got cold. You might have heard Tommy whining about it being cold there. Once the bands got going and all the bodies got hot and sweaty and pressed together, it wasn't half bad, really. On the ground, up on the stage, it probably was pretty darn cold. Anyways, are we going to go do that? You know what we're going to do? I went record shopping, of course, in Minneapolis. The Electric Fetus happened to have one of their garage sales going on Saturday. So that's what we did Saturday morning, headed down to the Fetus and looked through a million boxes of CDs, priced all the way from 25 cents up to an exorbitant $3. Most of the ones I got were a buck. That was my biggest pile. After spending a couple of hours looking through all these things, I put them all into piles, and the biggest pile was the dollar pile. Only a few $3 items. Sadly, only a few 25-cent items. But a lot of dollar items, a lot of $1.50 items. And, a fair bit of $2 ones, too. But I did get a couple of full-price things, although even the full-price stuff was 15% off inside the store. That was nice. But I did get one new thing.
Where is it?
Here it is. It's 45. It's the brand new 45 from Tweedy. Yes, Tweedy. Jeff Tweedy from Wilco has a new record coming out on September 23rd. He's releasing it next week on Bruce Springsteen's birthday. I don't know if he's that big a Bruce fan. I've never known Wilco to cover Bruce Springsteen before, but they're releasing a record. Jeff's releasing a record on Bruce's birthday, so he must be a fan. It's a band he's put together with his son, and the album is called Suki Ray. I'm assuming that's how it's pronounced. I could be wrong. But we played the single a while back called Summer Noon. Well, it's made it to a vinyl single, and there's an unreleased B-side, exclusive B-side. So this won't be on the album that gets released next week. But it is on this here 7-inch piece of vinyl, which we're going to listen to. Gosh, right now, if I can get this thing working. Let's see. Let's see if this works. Do we get some noise? Oh, there it is.
Because your blood belongs to me from beneath. I terrify the weak and the strong. I feel it deep with the right and the wrong. Love and the hate is simple still. I come to claim what I cannot kill. I come to claim what I cannot kill. I dance again. I do the minimum.
love belongs to me or from beneath. I terrify the weak and the strong.
This is Jeff Tweedy from Wilco, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Everything we do is based on The Replacements.
Everybody at your party, they all look depressed. Everybody's dressing funny, color me impressed. Staying out late tonight, I won't be getting sleep. So I'm doing it, feeling right, then we'll get you deep. On the mirror and pass the bill to Chris. And we are intoxicated with our old French kid. Me on my feet, can you stand? Everybody at your party, they all look depressed. Everybody's dressing funny, color me impressed. Color me impressed. Color me impressed. Color me impressed. Of the end of it. Yeah.
Ah! Ah! Hi, this is Andrew Neville from The Poor Choices, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Stop crying, she knew he was gonna stay.
of your man.
One, two, three, four. Wait. Yeah. One, two, three, four. We were hopping by the two-socket that rocked the wheel.
Here we are on CKW 733 on a Wednesday evening. You're listening to the Twang Trust here on 95.9 FM. And we're still basking in the glory of the Replacements reunion show in Minneapolis, St. Paul this past weekend. That there was them doing the Grassroots Temptation Eyes, an outtake from the Let It Be album. And yes, we did drive past the Let It Be house. It's like two blocks away from Treehouse Records, which used to be, once upon a time, Orfolk Joke Opus, the seminal record store in Minneapolis. You know, I remember the first time I went to Minneapolis, it was 1980. It was October of 1980 to see Bruce Springsteen. And I went to Orfolk Joke Opus before the show. And I went back not too long after that to see the Stones. They played St. Paul. And we went to Orfolk that day, too. And that day in particular, I still remember it. I can picture it in my mind. And this is going back to, 1981, I think? So it was a long time ago. But I can still picture it in my mind. They used to have this big wooden shelving unit storage thing full of 45s. They may still even have it. I'm not sure. But it's not stocked like it used to be. You know, the top used to be all the new 45s. But then, it was a big thing. And below the top rows of 45s, there were drawers. You pulled out the drawers, and there's all kinds of 45s in there. And we were there. I mean, we were there to see the Stones, but we got there early, and me and a buddy, and we were, I remember it was winter time, so we had to take your parka off, and I just put the parka on the ground and sat there and just looked through drawer after drawer after drawer of 45s, just sitting there. You know, people were all over the place. The place was packed. It was a Saturday afternoon. And I still remember, this guy walking in. And now, I was still kind of young. How old was I? I was 81, geez. I was 19 at the time, okay? So I was still a kid, not yet a man, really. And I was a wuss anyhow, so, let's face it. So anybody intimidated me. But this guy came in, and you could tell he was a big guy, and he was a bit on the weird side, and he knew everybody, all the staff that were there. He was like a fixture in the store, and he came in and was like, oh, hey, there's, so-and-so, and they were all buddy-buddy. But there was an edge to this guy, and it's like, I was sitting there looking through my 45s, and I was feeling kind of weird and intimidated, like, oh, is this guy going to, beat me up or something? And, through the years, I've come to the legend that I've built in my own mind over this afternoon was Bob Stinson. I'm sure it was. And, Peter Jesperson, their manager, was the manager of that store at the time, for sure. And it was Saturday afternoon, so he was there. And I'm sure that was Bob Stinson, who came in all, halfway disheveled and making me feel on edge. I'm sure it was. But we rode past the old Stinson house there on whatever street it was, I forget. But it's like two blocks away from Treehouse. And of course, right across the street from the record store is the CC Club, where the place where he wrote Here Comes a Regular about. And Fun. We did all the things. We heard before that the bass player from Guns N' Roses doing Elton John's Crocodile Rock. Well, yes, the bass player for Guns N' Roses is also the bass player for The Replacements. And that was his second band after the Mats broke up, called Perfect. And it's a hidden bonus track on their first EP, which was called, what's this thing called? Called When Squirrels Play Chicken. Came out in 1996. And I won a promo copy of this EP. on Friday night. Friday night at what was the theater called? Parkway Theater, I think it was called, wasn't it? I think it was the Parkway Theater. In somewhere in Midtown Minneapolis. And it was a big benefit show going on for Slim Dunlap. There were live acts playing. They started off having live acts playing acoustic, and then they showed the Replacements movie, Color Me Obsessed, sort of a special edition of the movie with some extra stuff that you don't normally see, outtakes and such. And then they had some electric bands come on, and then throughout the whole evening they had raffles going. And I actually won 4 separate raffle items, which was pretty impressive, I thought. 4 of them. It was like we got there kind of late. We got there in the middle of the movie, and then, so at that point there were sort of two lots of raffle items left. You put your tickets in there. I think there was like 6 in total, and the first 4 had already gone. So there's only 2 left, and they each had like, I don't know, like 7 or 8 items in there. And I put all mine in the next lot, and managed to win 4 of them. Yep. And that was one of them there, the promo copy of that first Perfect EP, Tommy Stinson. And what else did we hear there? We heard we heard the Goo Goo Dolls. Speaking of the movie, the Goo Goo Dolls made a great appearance in the movie. In the proper movie of Color Me Obsessed, there it's right at the very end during the credits. You only see it starts off with the credits and you don't see it, but then they sort of morph back into the actual interview and you see the end of it. But the version they showed at the theater that night, you saw the whole thing, and it was the Goo Goo Dolls reminiscing about being like 15 years old and calling up Paul Westerberg. They were out of the phone book. He was still in the phone book, and they called him up and said, "Hey, is this Paul Westerberg?" And the guy answered, and "Yeah." "Is this Paul Westerberg who wrote Auto?" And then he hung up. it was pretty hilarious watching that. It's worth seeing that movie for sure. I bought a copy and watched it yesterday. It's when I first heard about it, I mean, the thing that gets you is there's no music in it at all. It's just interview footage with, you know, old scenesters and fans and stuff talking about the Replacements. And there's no music or live footage at all to speak of. And I thought, oh, how lame is that? But it actually works perfectly. You don't miss it at all. You know, you watch the movie and then put a record on and shut up. It really is worth seeing. So there. 2 thumbs up from me. We heard Wilco doing Color Me Impressed from Once Upon a Time there. And at the very top, we heard brand new music from Tweedy. Jeff Tweedy's new outfit, new record, comes out next week. We heard the B-side, the unreleased, exclusive B-side to the vinyl single, a little thing called Do the Minimum. We heard it. So there. So it's 7:42. What am I going to do? Do I want to play all that stuff or do I want to play all this stuff? Oh, I need an extra half hour at least, but I don't have it. No. Rock and Roll Damnation going to be coming up here on CKW at 8 o'clock. Your host Liz will be here again to rock your face off. Stay tuned for that. But also, after the movie, we got to see a set of music. The legendary Minneapolis guy, Curtis A., fronted a little band that were known that night as the Slims. And they did a set of Slim Dunlap music. All the proceeds from that night, all the proceeds from admission and from the raffle and some T-shirt sales and stuff, all go into Slim, who's still not doing so great after a stroke he suffered a couple of years ago. But a lot of love in the room for Slim, for sure, that night. There was a poster They had a promo poster from Slim's first album that was signed by every conceivable musician in Minnesota. And they had it signed a while back, but they waited till that night to auction it off. The eBay auction ended that night and raised over $5,000 for them, just that one item alone. So that was pretty sweet. And the band that played after the Slims was this crazy guy named Rob Rule, and who I knew nothing about at the time. I've since looked him up, and he's a pretty interesting character with his own heartbreaking story of his own. Him and his wife Leah were real scenesters there. His wife actually was the main person at the Turf Club for a number of years, and they've since left Minneapolis, moved to Minnesota, or to Wisconsin rather, and where Leah sadly contracted cancer and died about a year and a half ago, I guess. But her partner Rob was there fronting a band that goes by the name Stereo Rules these days. They did three songs, and they were all really great. This guy was quite a character unto himself. For the third song he did, he was talking about the raffles that were going on. They were raffling off all this, you know, cool old-timey merch and some collector's items and stuff. And he says, "Hey, you want to see a real collector's item?" And he went into this bag, and he put on this shirt. And it was the shirt that Bob Stinson wore on Saturday Night Live in 1985 when the Replacements played and were banned subsequently. And so that was a sight to see. And a ton of fun. Rob Rule used to be in a band there in Minneapolis called Mammy Nuns. I since dug up some stuff from both the Mammy Nuns and Stereo Rules. And even another Minneapolis band, sort of an ad hoc combo called the Crotch Rockets, who do a little ditty called the Rob Rule theme song. And we'll try and squeeze in as much of this stuff here as we can. But I thought I'd play something from Slim Dunlap's second album. This was a song that the Slims did that night. And it was kind of a poignant moment because the singer in the Slims, Curtis A., is the guy that Slim Dunlap actually wrote this song about. So he changed it from a third-person narrative to a first-person. And it was kind of cool. From the album Times Like This, this is Slim Dunlap, and Cooler Than.
While you were waiting silhouettes of town hall clocks, smokestacks of gray, illusions of grandeur, they're always on display. I'm walking the wrong way down a one-way street. Bikini kill on the rise, and the buzz they say just blame it on the heat. Back and forth in my mind, the situation has tossed and turned, but I always take to the wind. Smoke in my eyes from the campfire last night, the crackle and burn. Set things off physical this year. See the aerobic instructor with the sweat-stained armpit. Ah, motorcycle mamas and papas, selling leather coats that pray to God will fit. On the graffiti wall, 14-year-olds are tagging over your name. I'm willing to keep a secret, but not carry all the blame. Busy bees and horny toads, and of course Picasso's horse. But I always take to the wind, and then I'll return with an unearthly. My forehead purple and gold. Don't brag of your adventures unless you're willing to break the mold. I got stopped on my way to the mountain. Now I just can't find no peace. I can't love two women at the same time, nor hate the one that loves you the least. I'm just sleeping by the getaway van, while somebody in the distance listens to Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer. But I always take to the wind. Whatever happens, just remember me to one who lives there. Yeah.
Winnipeg. This is Lucinda Williams' brother, C.R. Avery. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. Stay warm.
Yeah, stay warm tonight. It might be a little tougher than you think. But it's going to warm up tomorrow. Don't worry. Yeah, we had a bit of a programming change there on the fly. I decided I couldn't do justice to anything that I wanted to do. So we're just going to have part three of our replacement special next week. It won't be the whole show, but we got to do what I wanted to do. I got to do it justice. We need room to do it all. So, yeah, part three next week. Next week, we'll also be blowing out the candles. They'll be the cake will be slightly stale. We're going to relight the candles. The cake will be a little stale, but not so bad. You get some good ice cream, and I brought back some of the Stephen Colbert Americone Dream stuff from the States, so we'll use that, and it'll be great. Next week here on the Twang Trust will be the day after Bruce Springsteen's 65th birthday, so we'll be celebrating that. Also, C.R. Avery. We just played C.R. Avery. He's coming to town next week. He's going to be part of that whole Writers Festival that's going on. He's going to be doing a couple of things on Friday, next Friday. Not this Friday, but next Friday. He's going to be doing a nooner at the library, and then he's part of a poetry bash going on at MTYP Friday night. And here's the big news. He's playing Thursday, a week from tomorrow, at Times Change High and Lonesome Club. We heard Slave Lake Blues from Magic Hour Sailor Songs. So that is that. And we wanted to go out, you know, next week's Bruce Springsteen's birthday. I wanted to tie in the Replacements and Bruce Springsteen in some way, but it's hard. It's hard. You wouldn't think it'd be so hard, but, you know, the way they covered stuff. But as far as I can find, the Replacements never covered Bruce, ever. Don't know what's up with that. So we're going to play this. This is going back all the way to 1981. Who knows? Maybe Paul Westerberg was in the Orfolk that day when I was there in 81. He might have been. But here he is doing a solo demo in 1981. And listen to the lyrics in this one. And it'll tie Bruce and the Mats together the only way we actually can here on the Twang Trust. Thanks for hanging out for a couple of hours. Stay tuned for Rock and Roll Damnation up next.
Sweat poured down his brow when the temperature's below zero. The first guy he tries to rob turns out to be a hero. And he hid when the guy said, just forget it, kid. If it's a hood they want, it's a hood they'll get. This time he's ready, he's set. Guzzled half a colt that was sitting on a dryer in an old laundromat. What do you think about it? When he was through, he put the bottle in his jacket with six more from the rack. Stumbled in the alley ready for some fun and some money and some Cracker Jack. Wipe that goddamn smile off it. I'll blow a hole your wife can't mend. Stuck my gun in to his ribs. I'm glad I left the bullets where I did. Just don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Ah! Walk down the street. The snow is falling down. $20 he took. Left $1. Tip a bum, it's good luck. Bruce Springsteen getting his hair curled. Otis Redding
hanging out the clothes. Wipe that goddamn smile off it. I'll blow a hole your wife can mend. I'll shoot your head and rip that chest. You can move an inch, just be my guest. Wipe that motherfucker off that. Cadillac. God, what did I do? Girl, I haven't seen in years. Wave to me. I held my tears. She thought my shirt, it must have been stuffed. It's hard to wave in.